Even though a long stretch of the South Shore is somewhat protected by Fire Island, you still see and hear lots of rebuilding post-Sandy, like here in Oakdale at the Snapper Inn. Repairs in one dining room won't be complete till June. Owner Richard Remmer, whose grandfather built the restaurant in 1929, says sales at the inn are down $100,000 since the October storm. Remmer says sales would be off even more if it weren't for a determined bride-to-be who pushed the staff to reopen one room in time for her wedding 12 days after Sandy.
I don't care if I have to wear boots and you have candles on the table. I'm going to have my wedding at the Snapper Inn. I was like, okay.
Remmer and his brother George, a fisherman who supplies many of the local restaurants with seafood, say the only way to really get a sense of what the bay is all about is from a boat. And so they take us across the Great South Bay to check out nearby Fire Island. We're joined by Carl Lobo. He is a senior marine scientist with the Nature Conservancy. He gives us a quick lesson in boat etiquette.
Boat's going to have three points touching the boat at any time. Either 2 feet and a hand, or two hands, or your butt and a hand.
You seem to think we're new to this boat thing.
Lobo explains that Sandy damaged the Great South Bay in ways we don't even understand yet.
The Bay Park Sewage Treatment Plant in Nassau County was completely wiped out, and in the weeks and months after Sandy, released 2.2 billion gallons of raw and partially treated sewage into the bay.
To put that in perspective, when there's a combined sewer overflow, a CSO event in New York City, Lobo says that's about tens of millions of gallons of sewage, not billions. He says one thing that's helped the bay recover is the breach Sandy created to Fire Island's National Wilderness Area. Almost 1,000 feet wide, that breach is adding more water to the bay, flushing it out. But the breach is also changing the bay's ecology. Remmer says he and his brother aren't catching baitfish like they did before Sandy.
The shiners aren't spawning in that part of the bay in the same weeks that they normally would have been. It's made a difference in the local ecology to that regard.
And that's because of the breach?
That's because the breach is bringing this colder ocean water.
Some also blame the breach for increased flooding on the South Shore. Fire Island acts as a barrier for these communities now that the ocean has a new pathway to the shore. Some say tides have been higher and flooding, even during small storms, has increased.
If we get through August or September and it hasn't started to fill itself into a significant extent, I'm really concerned that during the winter it'll become even larger.
Remmer wants to fill in the Fire Island breach. Lobo, with the Nature Conservancy, favors leaving it open like Sandy left it. He says it will fill in itself eventually, but for now, the influx of water will help clean out the bay. Even though the men disagree, it doesn't stop them from dropping their fishing rods into the bay together. And it's not long before one of the Remmer brothers gets hot and snags a sea robin.
Carl, I think you got George beat.
What is
but
that?
But I'm not unhooking him for you. I'm sorry, my friend.
Get back on the line.
Clever looking fellow, he's covered in spines, very difficult to hold because he's had spines like that for self-defense.
Should he go back?
Yes.
The 8-inch long fish goes back into the Great South Bay because no one at the restaurant wants to eat sea robin. And these brothers, who've lived here all their lives, are not about waste. For WMYC, I'm Janet Babin.